FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you the After's Eyes of a Believer. Good morning at 7:05.
Well, the Elevation Nights 2026 tour featuring Elevation Worship, Stephen Furtick, and Elevation Rhythm is coming to the Giant Center in Hershey on Tuesday, February 24th. Presale starts tomorrow. You can sign up for the presale code at elevationworship.com.
One of our favorite people in the whole world is here this morning, Mylynn Sodd with Brittany Soap. Mylynn, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen.
It's been a little while since you've been here.
Yes, it has been.
We love having you here. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Of course, to all the wonderful support of Brittany's Hope that's listening, and the Brittany's Hope team, Dana, Alex, and Billy Joe. And of course, my little tribe, my husband, Alex Sodd, and my two kiddos, Peter and Annalise.
And yeah. Is Peter going to be 10,
yes,
did you say?
He will be 10 next week.
That goes so fast, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
Amazing. Yes. Tell us about Brittany's Hope.
Absolutely. So Brittany's Hope is a local charity that started 25 years ago.
Amazing.
Can you believe it? Yep. It started from a tragedy of a loss of a family member of our Brittany. And out of that tragedy, we birthed Brittany's Hope. And with the mission at Brittany's Hope is to aid abandoned children. And we do that in two approaches. We provide adoption grants to family locally and nationally to adopt children with special needs. And then we also care for those that are waiting, so in Vietnam and Ethiopia and Kenya. So we're an orphan care ministry.
And how many children have you brought to families? Do you have a number? Do you know?
So in 25 years, we have served over 40,000 children.
Wow.
And also, we're so proud to share that we also united over 1,600 children. And Fred, just Crossroad Church had an event the other day, and it's so fun to be out in the community and seeing the kiddos that we have a hand in bringing home.
Yeah.
We saw this little guy, and I sat there. Of course, you know, I want so bad to go and invade their space and say,
yes.
Hi, I know
yeah,
you.
I know
but
who
I,
you are.
Yeah, but I refrain myself and just watch a sweet little boy, and he received a grant from us due to his special needs. And I sat there, and, you know, we were watching this beautiful firework that Crossroad Church set off, and he's rolling down this hill. And I thought to myself, if his parents didn't say yes to adopting this sweet boy, he would have been stuck in bed. And now he's in, you know, leg brace, engaging and laughing, and it was such a beautiful moment. So yeah,
I
so,
love that. Yeah, yeah. That's a great story. You guys have Christmas at the Star Barn again this year.
Yes, we are. Yes, it's such a great event, and it's happening on December 6th. And believe it or not, we're nearly sold out, but we reserve some ticketing for our listeners. But it's beyond the part of fundraising for Brittany's Hope, which is much needed. But we get phone calls from people and say, do you still have ticket available? We say yes, because this has become a family tradition.
So, it really has.
Yeah, so we start, what a great way to start off the holiday with Brittany's Hope Christmas and yeah.
If folks want to celebrate Christmas at the Star Barn, how can they get tickets? Where do they go?
Yes, they can go on our website at brittanyshope.org and click on the Christmas event. On December 6th, and there will be 6 breakfast seating. It starts 7 a.m., lots of activities, and shout out to Manhattan Central students. 100 of the students come and support. We're a small team.
Right.
It's 5 people, and so this young group of people wake up at 5 a.m., and they're there to support us. So,
I love that.
Yeah.
And they're all Manhattan Central school students.
Yep, Interact Club.
Amazing. I love that. That is amazing. If folks want to support you, apart from coming out to Christmas at the Star Barn, they could do that at the website too.
Absolutely. We
Very
have
cool.
a lot of needs.
And coming up, we're going to talk about your 25-year celebration.
Thank you.
So stick around for that as well. John Reddick, Citizens, and more music on the way next.